fake hand.
You get to be in the
You had such a huge success with Skyfall.
Hello.
Why did you decide to do another one?
What you couldn't see, of course, on radio is the look of consternation on your face when you said that. At the end of the day, it came down to the story. You know, we invented, we created, rather brought back three or four characters in the last movie that I felt a real attachment to, and started a story for Bond that I felt we hadn't completed. And when the dust settled on the last picture and I sort of, you know, had gone off and done other things, I really felt like it was a story I wanted to tell. And at the end of the day, that is the reason you do any movie. You just want to tell the story, and you feel that you've got a way of telling it that's specific to you. And so that was the moment. So in the end, it was the story and the script that got me back.
So what is the story?
Well, of course, I can't tell you. But when you see it, you will know. You will understand what I'm talking about, because it is significant. There are significant things that happen to the character in this movie that are exciting. And when I say the character, I mean Bond himself. I think we introduced the idea in the last movie with M's death that time is actually passing for the first time in a Bond movie, that people are fallible physically and emotionally, and that there's a somewhere under the surface of that action movie there was a bit of a meditation on aging, you know. And we don't tell the same story in this movie, but we definitely tell a story that is directly related to it, and that's the thing that I'm excited to do.
I'm going to ask you this straight out, Sam. Is Sam Smith doing the theme tune?
Oh, I can't. Look, I've given you so much information today. I've given you the title, the cast. I brought them here to meet you. I'm not going to give you that piece.
When do we find out?
Just because it says Radio 1 on your microphone. When do you find out? Actually, I don't know. You'll have to ask Barbara. Barbara Broccoli. But I would say, on the basis of the last one, very, very late in the day.
But do you know who's doing it?
Yes.
Sam, Barbara just said that the budget... Barbara just said that the budget for Spectre is going to be bigger than Skyfall. What will that allow you to do?
More pressure, more moments where there are things that... I mean, you know, one of the things you learn... I suppose the fantasy I had before I directed my first Bond movie, which was last time, is that finally you get to have all the money you need to make a movie. But, of course, the bigger the movie, you know, the more the pressure... and the money is still tight, and you're still cutting things, and you're still adjusting things and tailoring it. But in a way, that's good, because it forces you to justify everything you're going to use. For me, the pressure is just as big as it was on the last one, for the right reasons, not financial reasons, just because you want to make a great movie and you want to tell a great story. And those are the reasons that get you out of bed in the morning as well. So that's also the reason to do it.
So why are you making Bond films and not running the National Theatre?
Well, I think Rufus Norris would be horrified to hear you ask that question, because I love making movies, and I think the National Theatre is a serious job for somebody who has the skill to run a national organisation for up to 10 years, maybe longer. And I think they have the right person, and you know, all I can say of existing is, can I have a job?
Is this the dream cast?
Yes, it is, actually.
Thank you very much.
You know, every person I asked to do it said yes, and I couldn't be happier with them all. I'm really excited.
Sam, just one on the title. Are you pleased that it didn't leak?
Yes, the only thing that didn't leak at some point, I am. And so at least we felt like we had something, perhaps the biggest thing to release today, that no one had heard before. So,
you're looking forward to our work on Monday.
Very much, yes.
Great.
And this marks the beginning of the year where I don't read the internet. Bye.